Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 22. Bali Maharaj surrenders his life. We'll begin with text number 18. Shri Shukavacha Tasyanu Srinvato Rajan Paradasya Kritanjale Hiranyagarbha Bhagavan Uvacha Madhusunanam. Shukadeva Goswami continued, O King Parikshit, Lord Brahma then began to speak to the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the hearing of Prahlad Maharaj, who stood nearby with folded hands. Text 19. Padam viksha patim sadvi tatpatni baya vivala pranjali pranato pendram baba shevang muki nripa. Babali Maharaj, his chaste wife, afraid and aggrieved, and seeing her husband arrested, immediately offered obeisances to Lord Vamanadeva. She folded her hands and spoke as follows. Although Lord Brahma was speaking, he had to stop for a while because Bali Maharaj's wife, Vindhyavali, who was very agitated and afraid, wanted to say something. So much is the etiquette. Even Lord Brahma has his problems. Shri Vindhyavali Uvacha. Kridartam Atmana Idam Trigajagat Kritam Te. Swayam Tu Tatra Kudiyo Paraisha Kuryu. Kartu Prabhos Tavakim Asyata Avahanti. Tyakta Riyas Twad Avaropita Kartri Vada. Shri Vindhyavalir Uvacha. Kritartam Atmana Idam Trigadat Kritam Te. Swam Yam Tu Tatra Kudiyo Paraisha Kuryu. Karatu Prabhos Tavakim Asyata Avahanti. Tyakta Riyas Twat Aviropita Kartrivada. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srimati Vindhyavali said, O my Lord, you have created the entire universe for the enjoyment of your personal pastimes, but foolish, unintelligent men have claimed proprietorship for material enjoyment. Certainly they are shameless agnostics, falsely claiming proprietorship. They think they can give charity and enjoy. In such a condition, what good can they do for you, or the independent creator, maintainer, and annihilator of this universe? Please repeat. Srimati Vindhyavali said, O my Lord, you have created the entire universe for the enjoyment of your personal pastimes. But foolish, unintelligent men have claimed proprietorship for material enjoyment. Certainly, they are shameless agnostics, falsely claiming proprietorship. They think they can give charity and enjoy. In such a condition, What good can they do for you? Who are the independent creator, maintainer, and annihilator of this universe? Purported by Srila Prabhupada. Bali Maharaj's wife, who was most intelligent, supported the arrest of her husband and accused him of having no intelligence because he had claimed proprietorship of the property of the Lord. Such a claim is a sign of demoniac life. Although the demigods who are officials appointed by the Lord for management are attached to material enjoyment, they never claim to be the proprietors of the universe. They know that the actual proprietor of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the qualification of the demigods. But the demons, instead of accepting the exclusive proprietorship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, claim the property of the universe for themselves through demarcations of nationalism. This part is mine and that part is yours, they say. This part I can give in charity, and this part I can keep for my enjoyment. These are all demoniac conceptions. This is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Idam Adya Maya Labdvam, Himam Prapsye Manoratam. Thus far, I have acquired so much money and land. Now I have to add more and more. In this way, I shall be the greatest proprietor of everything. Who can compete with me? These are all demoniac conceptions. Bali Maharaj's wife accused Bali Maharaj by saying that although the Supreme Personality of Godhead had arrested him, showing him extraordinary mercy, and although Bali Maharaj is offering his body to the Supreme Lord for the Lord's third step, he was still in the darkness of ignorance. Actually, the body did not belong to him, but because of his long-standing demoniac mentality, he could not understand this. He thought that since he had been defamed for his inability to fulfill his promise of charity, and since the body belonged to him, he would free himself from defamation by offering his body. Actually, however, the body does not belong to anyone but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whom the body is given. As said in the Bhagavad Gita 18:61, Ishvara Sarabhutanam Ridde Shei Originatishtiti Brahmayan Sarabhutani Yantra Rudani Maya. The Lord is situated in the core of everyone's heart, and according to the material desires of the living entity, the Lord offers a particular type of machine, the body, through the agency of the material energy. The body actually does not belong to the living entity. It belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Under the circumstances, how could Bali Maharaj claim that the body belonged to him? Thus, Vindhyavali, Bali Maharaj's intelligent wife, prayed that her husband be released by the Lord's causeless mercy. Otherwise, Bali was nothing but a shameless demon, specifically described as Tyaktva Riyas Twad Aropita Kartrivada, a foolish person claiming proprietorship over the property of the Supreme Person. In the present age, Kali Yuga, the number of such shameless men who are agnostics, disbelieving in the existence of God, has increased. Trying to defy the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so-called scientists, philosophers, and politicians manufacture plans and schemes for the destruction of the world. They cannot do anything good for the world. And unfortunately, because of Kali Yuga, they have plunged the affairs of the world into mismanagement. Thus, there is a great need for the Krishna consciousness movement for the benefit of innocent people who are being carried away by propaganda of such demons. If the present status quo is allowed to continue, people will certainly suffer more and more under the leadership of these demoniac agnostics. Sri Vindhyavali Aruvacha Kridartam Atmana Idam Tri Jagat Kritam Te Swam Yam Tu Tatra Kuriyo Para Ishvara Isha Kuriyu Kartu Pravostava Kim Asyata Davahanti Tyakta Kriyas Twad Avaropita Kartrivada Srimati Vindhyavali said, "O my Lord, you have created the entire universe for the enjoyment of your personal pastimes, but foolish, unintelligent men have claimed proprietorship for material enjoyment. Certainly they are shameless agnostics, falsely claiming proprietorship. They think that they can give charity and enjoy. In such a condition, what good can they do for you, or the independent creator, maintainer, annihilator of this universe?" Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhaya Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatya De Siddharane. Here the question of proprietorship is being raised, that who is the actual proprietor of this universe and the things within it. According to Sri Yushupanishad, it is said, Ishavasham idam sarvam jat kinchat jat. Tena tyaktena bunjitaha magridaha kasya svidana. So, Ishavasham idam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, He's the proprietor of everything. Everything in the material world, both animate and inanimate, is the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Ishavasha means that everything should be utilized in Krishna's service. Just like if a man is given the materials to manufacture a house, as well as a salary, that after manufacturing the house, the proprietor of the house is not the laborer, but the person who supplied all the materials. Similarly, the living entity, he's supplying his desire that the material nature be arranged in such a way for his enjoyment. But the person who's supplied the energies in this material world, as well as supplying the arrangements by the material nature, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although the soul may put in something, namely his desire, into the creation, but still, he doesn't at any time become the proprietor. And Bhagavad Gita has said, Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. The foolish persons, bewildered by the modes of material nature, they falsely think themselves to be the doer of activities which are carried out by the modes. So the material nature works in a certain way under the influence of the modes of material nature. Or the material nature consisting of the three modes works in a certain way. And if the soul does not recognize the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and therefore follow his instructions somehow or another, then he's sure to become degraded by vikarmic activities. Nunam pramatta krute vikarma yet indriya pritaya aprinoti. Anyone who's not following Krishna's instructions, he must be cultivating indriya pritaya, or his affection towards sense gratification. Sense gratification means that not knowing what something is meant for, therefore one thinks that something is meant for one's sense gratification. Unfortunately, the soul, when he becomes involved in sense gratification, he becomes more and more entangled if he doesn't follow the Vedic instructions. And by such entanglement, he becomes more and more confused as to his identity and confused about the identity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And instead of recognizing Krishna as the proprietor, he thinks Krishna as a competitor. It said, "Why?" Vayam dvitiya nideshitasya ishad avatasya vipario smriti. That as soon as the living entity forgets that he is a servant of Krishna, he becomes overwhelmed by fear. Vayam dvitiya vineshitasya. He thinks that somehow or another he has to try to conquer the material nature in order to satisfy himself, in order to become peaceful. As we pointed out, these scientists, they do not tackle the real problems, namely old age, disease, and death. and then birth again, because these problems are insolvable. Instead, they tackle little problems. They tackle little problems like manufacturing some weapons or inventing some cough medicine, something. Nowadays, of course, the big fad is entertainment. All these computers and everything else, videos, all to divert the mind of people. If that's like in America, one football star was accused of killing his wife and her boyfriend. So ordinarily, so many people die in America, there's something like 500 murders every week. But because it was a football star, therefore they had to spend millions and millions of dollars on the court case. And it was, everyone's watching it as if it was something special. Therefore, people are spending hundreds of billions of dollars for some football game or soccer game. Every country has their sport that they're enchanted with. And then they have their movies and their videos and their music, whatever. Everything just to entertain themselves. But entertainment means just to forget the fact that they have to die. They like to see, previously they had the gladiators and people would, or they'd throw a few Christians to the lions. But nowadays they have rugby or something else, so they can, they don't have to be nervous that they themselves are throwing anyone to the lions. But they take enjoyment out of seeing people knock their heads against each other. That way they forget that the material nature is knocking their head. But ultimately, no one can forget, because material nature reminds everyone, as the body dwindles and as one's diseases increase, and finally one has to leave his body and then come back somewhere. So this is all due to misconception of thinking that material nature can actually make one satisfied and happy. So this ignorance causes one to become more and more further entangled in material nature. And even if one hears about the personality of Godhead, he becomes simply a competitor, envious against God. Why does Krishna come and marry 16,108 queens? Even in India, one can hear this argument that Krishna cannot be God because he's too lusty. He's married 16,108 queens. They never think that if God, if they could marry one woman and provide enough, then they would be doing well. But God has married 16,108 different women, and he's living simultaneously with each one of them, and they're all satisfied with big palaces. So who could do this unless he was God? There was no record in the Vedic literature, if you read the Krishna book, that, 5,000 of the queens divorced him because he didn't come home at night for 3 weeks. No, Krishna was able to expand himself simultaneously and satisfy all of them. And if someone makes an argument that why did Krishna do this, the fact is that Krishna lives in everyone's heart as a super soul. So Krishna is everyone's husband. Everyone's following Krishna's direction. Whatever is going on is all under Krishna's direction as the super soul. So even if he married 16 billion wives, it wouldn't be a very large manifestation of his opulence. Therefore, anyone who thinks himself be the proprietor, as it says here, he's not very intelligent. Or in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, anyone who thinks himself to be the only doer, not considering the five factors, namely the body, the endeavor, the soul, the senses, and ultimately the super soul, is not very intelligent and cannot see things as they are. Therefore, the typical personality of Kali Yuga or demonic personality thinks As it says here, idam adya maya labham imam prapsye manorata, that so much wealth I've acquired so far. As we can see in the present age, people are judging everything by how much wealth they get. They consider their life successful if they can leave their body and they have a big house and a lot of things in it to show for. It doesn't matter how they've acquired these things, because they don't believe in sinful reaction. They don't believe in sin. They don't believe in an afterlife. They just think that the more I can accumulate, then the better person I am. There's even a religion that says that whatever you acquire in this life, that you take with you when you go to heaven. And therefore, if you're very opulent in this life, then this is a sign of God's grace upon you. Not only the thing, even your family members go with you to heaven. Say your pet dog and your parakeet, your goldfish, they all wind up in the heavenly planet that you go to. And they're all chanting your glories. So such consciousness, such conceptions of life are considered demoniac because they're completely off the mark. They have nothing to do with reality. We ourselves, as spiritual beings, we cannot acquire anything because we have nothing to do with this material world. We're simply the observer. And whatever we seem to have, it is simply given to us by the personality of Godhead, maintained by Him, and at the end He takes it away anyhow. We're simply just like observers watching the movie and imagining ourselves to be part of the movie. But factually, we are not part of the movie, nor do we have anything to do with the movie, but we're simply trying to enjoy it. But one who ceases such misconception of thinking himself part of the movie or is trying to enjoy the movie, then this is called liberation. And beyond liberation, he finds out what his real activities are, and he begins to engage in them. That's called beyond liberation, prema pramartha mahan, or the real life of prema towards Krishna. Therefore, it says in the fourth canto, yatatura mula nishechanena tripyanti tatskanda bujo pashaka pranopaharasya yatendriyanam sarvarhanam apyuteja. That just like if one waters the root of a tree, then the water naturally goes to all the leaves and branches. Or by supplying food to the stomach, the food naturally nourishes all the different senses or enlivens them. Similarly, one who worships Lord Krishna and engages in His service, naturally everyone, including the demigods, is satisfied. Other than that, as it says here, one is simply wasting his time. Unless one is giving his love and dedicating his activities to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, factually he's simply dedicating his activities towards illusory energy. He's simply desiring that one be put or placed in one illusory condition after another. So this is useless for him, useless for everyone. It is just like a game of merry-go-round, where one doesn't get off merry-go-round. If one is 3 years old and he goes around a merry-go-round, then people will accept it. He's 3 years old. He's riding these horses up and down. But if he's, 45 years old and he's still on the merry-go-round, he doesn't want to get off. He's still trying to get one of those free rides that they have. So if he's 45 years old, then people won't think he's very advanced. They'll suggest that maybe it's time to grow up and do something else and try and ride around on the merry-go-round. Similarly, for the conditioned soul, his real life, his mature life, is engaged in devotional service to Krishna, not riding around in the merry-go-round of sense enjoyment in the material world, where there is no end. So one who engages in such devotional service, he's considered to be most intelligent. But even one, such as Bali Maharaj, even he thinks he's the proprietor of the universe, still he's simply a conditioned soul caught up in the entanglements of the modes of nature. And those who are so-called politicians, great politicians and scientists, if they don't accept the proprietorship and the authority, the personality of Godhead, and therefore direct their energies towards understanding Him and following His instructions, they themselves become big cheaters and misleaders who create more and more problems. Anyone who's not in harmony or dovetailing his activities with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he must be dovetailing them with the illusory energy, which will create more and more problems for himself and everyone else. So these things seem like, for most people, they can't take it very seriously. They think that science is making some progress. Of course, what kind of progress? As we said, they've given up anything really significant. Simply if they can come up with some big, faster computer with a bigger hard drive, or now I saw somewhere they coming out with some kind of CD player, CD disc, which has 10 times more information on it. So, previously, you could see one, cartoon show on it. But now you can see 10 of them. So they think that this is progress. Previously, you get one big helping of Maya. Now you can get 10 of it at one time. And this is why they're working so hard. But the devotee knows that just like if you're in a dark room, if you light a match, then the darkness can't put the match out. Similarly, even a little bit of Krishna consciousness can save one from the darkness of material existence, which is especially in this age propagated by so-called leaders of society. All advertising that by our product, that you can become the controller and you can enjoy in the material world. But in spite of all so-called scientific advancement, who's actually in control now? All these people with their computers and their videos and their games, who's actually controlling? And who's actually enjoying? I saw somewhere now they have this what's called virtual reality. Everyone has heard of virtual reality? You can look in, they have these glasses you put on, you're like, you think you're in a different world. You see so many objects going on, so many things happening. So it's called virtual reality. So now they have a disease, new disease is coming out. People who put on these gargles and look into these make-believe worlds, they get eye strain and headaches and all kinds of different things. So now they have a virtual reality headaches. So people aren't satisfied with regular headaches and stomach aches. Now you can get the virtual reality of these things. Instead of seeing people suffering in the real world, you can watch them suffer in a make-believe world. Of course, this is also make-believe. This is also another virtual reality. But this is Krishna's virtual reality. And no one's going to be able to top Krishna's virtual reality. So we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Pure devotees.
That's what
it said. They're not completely pure. Otherwise, they wouldn't be interested in sense gratification. But there's different types of pure devotees: first class, second class, and third class. So those who are interested in material enjoyment, they're third class devotees, pure devotees. Those who are interested in understanding things properly, they're second-class pure devotees. And those who are simply interested in pleasing Krishna, they're first-class. So amongst the demigods, some of them may be purer, some may be completely pure, but the majority of them are rendering service, but they want material enjoyment. Yes. Yes, they're pure because they're rendering service to Krishna. Yeah, they're connected with Krishna, therefore they're considered pure. But there's pure, pure, and purest. Eventually, if they're serious about taking to the process, it depends upon them. If they want to become pure, then Krishna will help them. And if they want material enjoyment and that's it, then Krishna will also give that to them. But they won't get Krishna. So we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai.